Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Dan Buck here, and you just heard Scott J. Gow. So, I don't know exactly where to start on this one, but we were talking about the free speech last hour. I mean, we can keep talking about that because it's such a big deal, but I mean, there's other things going on in the TikTok thing. I'm so glad we talked to Evan Brown about the TikTok issue as a parent, because my son will soon be 11. Not there yet. We don't have him connected to any social media, rightfully so. He's way too young for that. But the laws are a little bit different here in Michigan. They haven't, this is what most school districts do, even though they don't have it on a statewide level. But you can't have a smartphone, but you can have a dumb phone, meaning you can have a phone that doesn't connect to any apps. You can, a simple jitterbug that you would give to a 90-year-old senior citizen that all it does is call out. Yep. You're allowed to do that for security purposes, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty good compromise.
Yeah, like a flip phone, right? Just that there's no, not even an option to go out on the internet. It doesn't have internet connectivity, but it's got phone controls. It's got, it was funny because my kids, that's what we gave them up until they were about 13 or 14. When they went to high school, they were able to get like a smartphone. And I regret actually doing that as soon as we did. But they could text one another, and they would have to go into each key and hit it like three times and type it out because the letters were on the numbers. It would take them like an hour to type out like a one-sentence message, you know. And so guess what? They didn't spend much time on the phone because it was such a hassle to try to type out a message. So they just, you know, they were athletes. They were outside. We made them play outdoors. And they're all pretty, you know, successful, and they don't like a lot of electronics to this day. I mean, they do what's necessary for their jobs, but they're, you know, none of them are really tied to their phones. One has a social media job, but when she's not at work and she's not working, she's pretty much off her phone, which is great.
Good.
Yeah, I love it. She's 30, by the way, single, if you know any good guys looking for a really, really sweet girl. She's going to kill me for saying that. Yeah.
Just don't read the comment section here in the video after you said a comment like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Sorry, Kate.
Yeah. Oh, now we know her name.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, there you go.
That's good.
She's the only one not married. The other two, they're married, got 5 grandkids. It's awesome. So,
do you have 5 grandkids? Wow.
5 grandkids. All under the age of 5, too. 5 is the oldest. So they're all within that same age bracket, which is great.
Wow.
Growing up with cousins and siblings that are close to your age is always fun.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
Could those comments impact the case?
100% yes. All of those comments, I promise you, are going in Jim Comey's lawyer's file, because what they're going to do if he's indicted is very quickly, I think, make a motion to dismiss for selective prosecution. Now, that's a hard argument to make. It rarely succeeds, but that's because it's so hard to prove.
Okay, is that going to be successful? Probably not. Will it be an argument that Jim Comey makes? James Comey makes, probably, but we know that the indictments went through late last night. I haven't seen a mugshot yet, have you? Have curious. Not,
didn't see a perp walk either. I want to see some perp walks. I want to see some handcuffed people coming out of offices. But
yeah, is this the start of, I guess, the floodgates opening? You think there'll be more?
I do. I think this is the first. I think it was the easiest one for them to get an indictment. They didn't want to go to a grand jury and then have it come back. Sorry, not enough to indict. They knew this one was a slam dunk. He has perjured himself. He clearly, yeah. I mean, there's clear evidence that he lied under oath, I believe. We'll wait to let the jury, you know, hear the case. But I think they went with this one first on intentionally. Boy, but I tell you, the lights on in the room and the rats are scrambling. I mean, there's people in Washington right now extremely worried of where the next shoe is going to fall. And I do think, yeah.
I can only say that Comey's a bad person. He's a sick person. I think he's a sick guy, actually. He did terrible things at the FBI. But I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
FBI has been a disgrace for many years. It has once been a revered institution of government. Or maybe they did a good job at hiding the things that perhaps haven't been hidden over the last couple of years. Maybe it's always been like this. I don't want to believe it has been. But in the recent years, FBI has really kind of taken itself to the lowest you can possibly go. One of the lowest levels you can possibly go.
Completely agree.
I'm ready for it. I fully expect it. Kash Patel wrote a book where he identified 60 individuals who are his enemies. He called them government gangsters. He put me at the very top alongside Adam Schiff is the two worst. And so Adam Schiff is under investigation now. So I'm ready for it. I expect it.
What was the name of his Chinese spy that he was
Fang
in a
Fang? Was it
with?
Fang Fang or Wang Wang or Fang, Sang Fang, Sang? Fang. Or what was
That's it?
Was it Fang Fang?
Fang Fang, yeah. So you are getting intimate and close encounters and probably, you know, we can just assume what was going on.
Yeah, if you didn't recognize the voice, by the way, that was Eric Swalwell. The piece of work that he is.
Yeah. Him cozying up and getting into bed with a Chinese spy. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you think that we were just going to ignore that? How many other Chinese spies have Democratic politicians had on their staff that we've come out and found in recent years and nothing's happened to them?
No.
Isn't that something?
And that's what we know about. That's before investigations. I mean, this stuff runs so much deeper. That's why if they truly do a full-blown investigation on some of these folks, I promise you we only know the tip of the iceberg. I think that the depth of some of these, not conspiracies, but of actual sabotage against our government, against our president, against our nation, and the interest of our nation are going to run deep, whether that be dark money, Chinese money, what went on in Ukraine, the missing money in Ukraine, the missing money at USAID, the fraudulent loans that have been put out that were uncovered by Doge. I mean, the list is so long of things that have been going on in the last decade. I just can't wait for these indictments to roll out.
It doesn't matter if you agree with the literal truth of Christianity or not. The founders did. And they made a country for people who did.
Wow. I mean, we played the full portion of that. We can use the rewind feature.
How do you say Milo's last name? How do you say his last name?
Yiannopoulos.
Yiannopoulos.
Yeah.
And he is a LGBTQ member of that community, and he is so pro-Trump and pro-American. He is, what, British, I believe? He's from UK?
Yeah. He said that. It's something else because you don't have free speech there. He's like, I need to. And this, he was one of the very early ones to ring that bell and say, you don't realize what it's like when you don't have free speech. I come from a place where you don't. And that's what he admired about the United States. And he kind of went all in on the freedoms of the United States. He's an interesting case study. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he's spot on. We were a government that was clearly created by Christians for Christians. And a secular, non-religious citizenry does not go along with the rules of this land. It is truly deeply embedded in Christian beliefs, and the minute you lose that faith, you're going to lose your nation. This Constitution does not stand in a evil, you know, non Christian environment.
Yep. So, well, a couple of politicians, and I was trying to remember, it was Dianne Feinstein, who had a director in her San Francisco office that was a Chinese spy, and Kathy Hochul, the governor for New York, and Andrew Cuomo. There was a high-ranking aide for them that was a undisclosed Chinese spy that just happened last year. There's so many Chinese spies that get in with Democrats right now, and Eric Swalwell is just one of them because he was linked not on a professional but on a personal level. And of course, they're showing pictures of them in intimate ways, him meeting with their family, you know, as if they were dating along those lines. So it's not a great look for him. I would like to know what kind of information he passed along to them. And for some reason, he just wants you to forget about it. Like, oh, it's no big deal. It's fake news. Nope. I think that's one of the things they do investigate.
Yeah. I do, too. I think there's going to be a lot of things that have not even come out yet that are going to be part of these investigations. Yeah, because, this is mostly being exposed through media outlets to this point because the Biden administration, the Biden DOJ, didn't make any attempt to look into these things. Keep in mind, they had a free reign. Nobody was being investigated. Nobody. It was just as long as Trump was being indicted and he was the focus of all of the DOJ's efforts, everybody else got a free pass. So guess what? There was a lot of illegal activity going on, especially as they dig into this USAID money. Where did it go? Yep. Where did these NGOs go? These NGOs, including places like Planned Parenthood, who are known to give millions of dollars to lawmakers. Well, was it just being used as a pass-through? Was money being funneled to some of these NGOs so that they would make the political contributions and they were using this for their own gain? I believe that's the kind of stuff that's going to start coming out, is they're going to start connecting the dot. Follow the money. You'll find the criminality.
So here in New York, we had the UN meetings going on, and joining us in the next segment from the Heritage Foundation, we'll discuss that and what that means for, let's say, Israel and maybe the West Bank and some of the things that were discussed yesterday in the White House. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, Mark Cox Morning Show. Joining us now is a senior research fellow at the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kantorovich. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So over the last couple of days, earlier this week, we had some UN meetings in New York City. President Donald Trump had quite the splash at this meeting where he wanted to just give the lay of the land. This is how the United States sees it. In other countries, you're getting taken advantage of. Later, we get some follow-up questions about what's happening with Israel. Donald Trump doesn't like the idea of taking over the West Bank and maybe taking some land there. So I wanted to get your thought as someone that follows this closely. Your take of the UN meetings and the follow-up after.
So most of the UN meeting has been dedicated to the typical woke progressive causes to which most of the UN deals with. Climate change, the DEI, big government regulation of AI. But the part of the typical, and most of that is pretty useless and contrary to American interests. There was a particularly spectacular episode where, when Donald Trump came to give a speech, apparently they turned off his escalator and the escalator when he was on it and his teleprompter, leading the president to have the great phrase, "The only thing the UN's ever done for me is give me a bad escalator and teleprompter."
Teleprompter.
So you can see the president understands that, America's not getting anything of value from the UN. But there's one thing the UN does do well, which is Israel bashing, and that is typically the single biggest topic of conversation there. I think 56 Christians were killed yesterday in Nigeria by Islamic terrorists. It's not the kind of thing you'd ever hear about at the UN. So they are very focused on Israel and basically how to let Hamas come out of the Gaza war, still posing a danger to Israel. That seems to be their greatest priority, rewarding Hamas. And there's been all this action with European countries so-called recognizing a Palestinian state. It's important to explain what's going on there. It's not like they actually believe that there is a Palestinian state or that they're saying so makes a Palestinian state. What they're basically doing is a kind of symbolic gesture saying, we really wish that there's a Palestinian state, not clear why. But by saying that, they're giving a massive diplomatic reward to Hamas. And Secretary of State Rubio has made clear that these recognitions, so-called recognitions, you know, they don't perform do anything real in the real world. They don't help the Palestinians, but they do help Hamas. And that's what's really broken down the hostage negotiations that President Trump was leading.
Eugene, I know one of the things Trump went after as well was the free speech issues, especially in the UK. I find it funny that you're with the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. She would be rolling over in her grave if she saw the attack on free speech. Namely, most recently, Katie Hopkins, the well-known comedian over there who does the bat blank bonkers Britain thing that has very, you know, taken over the social media over there. They're saying they have threatened her with jail if she continues to speak against against Starmer and the UK government and the crazy immigration policies that they've been adopting. She's been outspoken about that. She's in the U.S. right now, but they say she's fearful of going back because she may be arrested for things she's posted and said. Where is this going to lead? Is the people of the UK concerned about their free speech being thwarted with these threats against comedians?
Absolutely. The Labour government has essentially, they're trying to turn the UK inside out and negate everything Britain has always stood for. Britain has always been Britain, but now more people have come in the past few years from abroad, have been allowed into the UK, than came in the entire period from the Norman conquest to 1997. That's an extraordinary fact that makes the head spin. But they are basically importing voters, and those voters come from not free countries. Maybe they don't mind, the lack of traditional Anglo-American freedom, which involves being able to say what you want if it doesn't endanger anyone. And they're cracking down on that, and they are, talking about introducing a national ID to monitor people. And Britain is really, the birthplace of American notions of liberty, people living their own lives, limited government control, and, as opposed to France or, continental Europe, which had stronger governments. They're basically making everything the same and actually trying to lead some kind of new illiberal order. And it's very scary. It's very distressing because these ideas are contagious and they go around. What the left in the UK likes is likely to become what the left in America is talking about in a decade.
That's a good way to look at it. From the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kantorovic, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dr. Bob Onder joins us after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Capital Beat. Capital Beats with Representative Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to be back.
So should we anticipate a federal government shutdown?
Yeah, at this point, Ryan, I think it's almost for sure. And not for a lack of work by House and Senate Republicans. Before the work period this week. Last Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives, all the Republicans and I think one Democrat voted for the continuing resolution that would have kept the government open. But Chuck Schumer is acting as a sort of legislative terrorist, Senate minority leader. And he is saying that his price is that to even talk about a 7-week clean continuing resolution. Clean means it doesn't have any of the policy things that, you know, I would like or you would like or that Democrats would object to. It's just keeps the government open for 7 weeks. His price is, first of all, get rid of all the Obamacare and the Medicaid reforms to end waste, fraud, and abuse. Extend the COVID era Obamacare subsidies forever. Restore funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that leftist propaganda machine, and commit to no more rescissions to reduce government spending at a time when we are hemorrhaging in debt. So basically, Chuck Schumer wants a shutdown. He knows all four of those things are non-starters for Republicans. And I think he thinks that somehow that's going to make his base think that he's tough and cool or something like that. What Schumer seems to not realize or not be counting on is this gives President Trump the power to decide what areas of government are essential and not essential. No one's going to miss a Social Security check. No doctor's going to go without getting paid by Medicare. But President Trump will decide what bureaucrats are non-essential and get to be sent home.
Congressman, they also, this is Dan, a lot of folks are talking about the money to illegals, especially in that Medicaid package, that they're trying to make sure that they're continuing the funding. And that's actually a hill they're willing to die on for this. That is a high point. They don't necessarily say that. They keep disguising it as Medicaid increases need to be reinstated. But that increase was totally tied to health care for the illegals.
An enormous part of it was, the Medicaid reform provisions in the Working Families Tax Cut Act, had a number of reforms, some of them to eliminate double payments to insurance companies, others to create work requirements so that people will get back to work and get back into the workforce. But yes, a big part of what we were seeking to do when we passed that bill and President Trump signed it on the 4th of July was to cut off Medicaid to illegal aliens. And blue states, Democrat states, have millions of illegal aliens on our Medicaid rolls. So you and I and everyone listening to you is working our tails off. We don't mind supporting a social safety net for the truly needy, but for heaven's sakes, they're giving free health care to people who shouldn't even be in our country.
Can we shift gears a little to California, SB 771, which has passed both the House and Senate out there. It's waiting for Gavin Newsom's signature, which is going to basically cause censorship to run rampant among social media platforms because they're threatening $1 million fines if anybody on that platform, any of the social media platforms, puts anything out there that the government deems to be hate speech. This has got to be very concerning for people in Washington that a state could literally, you know, quiet the voices of thousands of conservatives because, of course, they'll be the ones who will deem what's hate speech and what isn't. And that'll scare the heck out of these social media platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan, well, 100%. We already see this playing out in the UK and in the European Union. Both of those have, you know, hate speech censorship laws. And just a few weeks ago, a Irish citizen, a comedian, in the United States, posted a handful of tweets that the British government found offensive. And when he was And on his connecting flight in London Heathrow Airport, he was arrested. So, really, honestly, there was not. It was the tweets were kind of funny, and there really wasn't anything all that terrible about them. But the government deemed that offensive. And we know during the COVID-19 era that there was a whole censorship regime going on with the Biden administration pushing, coercing the tech companies to censor. And in fact, Google just issued a letter to us on the House Judiciary Committee admitting that, apologizing that, saying it was done under pressure from the Biden administration, saying they won't do it again. And finally, we know what the authors of that California bill intend, because they, as examples of hate speech, they say anything negative about the LGBTQ community or about migrants. So yeah, if you are against doing sex change operations for minors, you're guilty of hate speech, and they're going to censor you.
Exactly. And marginalized populations, which of course means that you can go out and say whatever you want against white Christians, right? Because they're not going to deem that as a marginalized group.
Well, that is usually what it means. And also, you can demonize ICE agents, and which results in that horrific shooting that we saw in Dallas. So, it is unbelievable. You know, and since March, there have been something like 300 robberies, violent robberies of jewelry stores in California. There has been unfathomable amounts of crime by illegal aliens. And is Gavin Newsom concentrating on fighting crime? No, he's focusing on censoring his political enemies. And this is the kind of climate that leads to these politically motivated crimes that we've seen, murders that we've seen just in the past couple of weeks.
Can Congress stop a state legislature from this kind of overreach and violation of the First Amendment rights? Is there anything you guys can do at the federal level to stop SB 771?
Yeah, I think SB 771 is already illegal in two ways. One, it's a flagrant violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution, number one. But number two, it's also a violation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which gives social media companies and tech companies broad exclusion from liability for the content posted on their sites. Now, I really think the CDA should be reformed or possibly even repealed in its entirety. That's a separate issue, but clearly California's bill would violate that statute. So I don't think it will ever go into effect.
Can I say, is there a bit of irony that this is happening in California, the land of Hollywood, who just went on this big holier-than-thou tirade to protect Jimmy Kimmel, who was suspended for 48 hours so he can go sit back and, you know, enjoy a little vacation time in his $20 million home or whatever he has in California, when they're talking...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
About hurting regular individuals, $500,000 fines for thing they say on social media. One was the fake prosecution and the crocodile tears of the Jimmy Kimmel versus the real prosecution of every regular day people that would ruin them. Is there a little bit of irony there that this is happening right now?
Yeah, of course it was. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel's two-day suspension from his horrible show that's hemorrhaging money was a business decision. The show was already hemorrhaging money. And then Nexstar and Sinclair said, we're just not carrying the Jimmy Kimmel show anymore, which would mean it would be losing even more money. So, you know, I would hope if I owned stock in what was it, ABC, I would hope they'd be dropping the show. That's not censorship. But this is real censorship. And the UK and the European Union are already, censoring. And we on the House Judiciary Committee and others, and the Trump administration, we're looking at how we're going to push back, because if the UK and the EU are censoring our speech, that's really, these are worldwide platforms, and it has implications for all of us in our speech.
Right, and it would bring back all those social media fact checkers that we finally got rid of this year, and online censorship. Yeah.
Google's letter to Chairman Jordan and to our committee said that they're getting rid of fact checkers. So that's encouraging. But we don't want them back.
But if they have $1 million fines over their heads in California, they're going to have no choice but to try to censor that stuff, because they're going to get hammered on every occurrence.
Yeah, no, your listeners might say, how does California's law affect us in Missouri? But all California's regs affect us, because California is such a huge market. So if Google and Facebook and, Meta, Microsoft, Apple start imposing California speech laws on their platform, it's going to affect the rest of us. I'm sure it will be a top priority of the industry and also the Trump Justice Department to see that law never goes into effect. But eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson told us, and this is a time we've got to be vigilant.
Wow,
Congressman, always enjoyable. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule and joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Good weekend.
Missouri's 3rd District there. He's very good. And our Capital Beat with Dr. Bob Onder, 97.1 FM Talk.
But don't give a f-.
It's Freedom Friday. This is a segment where we just find some good freedom fighters out there on social media and highlight people who you normally will never hear from on a mainstream media platform like this. And one thing about mainstream media is they love to promote certain issues on the left, and they like to tell you all about the rights and the freedoms that people have in the LGBTQ community, particularly their right to trans, to the trans community, to become transgender, and how it's freedom, promoting. Well, what they won't ever tell you is the people who have had these sex transitions and who have horrific medical conditions, horrific regret to go with this. Well, today's feature is a former transgender woman. She was a woman and she transgendered into a man. She had both of her breasts surgically removed. And she totally regrets it. She said it was a societal lie. The doctors lied to her. They did not tell her about the side effects of the hormone treatments that she would have to be on for life. And now she's in the detransition period. She's gone back to being a woman, and she married a gay man, and they have two wonderful children, and they're out there. They have made this a worldwide ministry. I'm going to introduce you to Lex Rennick and her husband, who are out there with a fabulous program. She says, from transgender to transformed. Here is today's freedom fighter, Lex Rennick, telling her truth story.
How crazy is this that 4 years ago today, this is what I post on social media. So crazy. Right after I made the worst mistake of my life, getting top surgery. For those of you that are new here, my name is Lex Rennick. My husband and I get the privilege and opportunity of traveling the world, sharing the good news of Jesus, and teaching the body of Christ how to love the misfit community effectively, because him and I were a part of the LGBTQ community. Now we are not. God has redeemed us, transformed us, and renewed our minds. So this is what I used to look like back in the day. And obviously this is what I look like now. I could look better, but I'm taking care of two kids right now. Anyway, God has completely renewed our minds. And let me just say, the world sold me this knockoff version of Jesus, told me that if I got surgery, if I, you know, literally like mutilated my body and got all of that and was on testosterone, that I would be living in freedom. I even said that in the post, that it'll be worth the freedom. It was false freedom. If you are someone that's struggling with your gender, if you're someone that's struggling with your sexuality, and you're going to the point where you're going to go under the knife, because I paid $10,000 cash for my surgery, I was demonic, I was under spiritual warfare, it was evil, and I was being tormented by the enemy, literally bloodletting, looking in the mirror, being so disgusted with myself, cutting myself, hating my body. I was believing all these lies of the devil, but let me tell you, there's real freedom in Jesus. I didn't know that I was in bondage. I thought Christians that talked about this stuff were like homophobic, but that's not true. They just knew that there was freedom and they wanted me to walk in it. So I'm so sorry to the person that has ever misrepresented who Jesus is to you. This isn't a conversation of hate. It's a conversation of freedom and love. Love that is given only by Jesus. And so I just want to extend the offer of Jesus to you. He's better than any surgery, any preference you have, anything that you could ever do. He is it. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And you will live the fullness of your life when you walk in his way. I'm living proof.
She is Lex Rennick, folks. She is out there on Instagram, 145,000 followers. If you know somebody who is struggling with this kind of gender trans, what do they call it, dysphoria, I strongly, strongly recommend you to turn them on to her site. She has over 624 posts. She talks about a lot of the pain and the anguish that they went through, including some of the social problems. I watched one of her posts about the social distancing they had to do, how they had to remove themselves from social circles that they were in order to find the truth. And now they're amazing people. She and her husband both, talk very openly about their journey. Just 4 years ago, she had that surgery. Isn't that crazy? You just hear the light in her. She's a very, very positive, upbeat, yep, incredible young lady. And they're telling the truth out there. So get out there and share her messages. Again, Lex, L-E-X, Rennick, R-E-N-I-C-K. She is this Friday Freedom Fighter.
Fantastic. So awesome to hear stories like that. We have another hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.